is Bronwyn Nielsen reporting for BizNews and the Nielsen Network and Brand South Africa here at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. It's day three. With me now is Calvo Mwela, who is the CEO of MultiChoice. And the big news is that South Africa has their evening event tonight, and MultiChoice is one of the big sponsors of that event. Calvo, you must be extremely excited.
Definitely, we are excited about tonight's event. It's an opportunity for us to showcase what South Africa has to offer. We still strongly believe in the South African story, that it is an investment of choice, and you can get a good returns by investing in South Africa. And that's what this event is all about tonight.
What have you felt about the atmosphere here at Davos 2023? I've certainly felt that there's a calmness, there is a sense of camaraderie, that we will get through all the tough times together.
Definitely. I think compared to last year, things were looking blue. This year we are seeing a different outlook altogether. People are beginning to say that inflation is at its peak and it's about to come down. Interest rates will likely fall or come down as well. And people are objecting to any protectionism in terms of trade, and people are saying, let's open up the world more and more and let's trade among each other. In that way, we should be able to bring inflation down and get the world to a better place.
There's a big, big focus on climate change, and I suppose that also coming out of November's COP27 in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. What is MultiChoice's stance on climate change?
We are very much for climate change, a proponent of climate change, and we say to everybody that let us act responsibly and make sure that we do things that are not going to affect the climate very badly. We have seen in South Africa floods happening in areas that we never used to see any floods happening, and that really demonstrates that we really need to move the dial in terms of attending to the just transition, as many would like to call it, and be able to bring more green energy. And as MultiChoice, we are doing our part as well. We are also exploring moving the whole energy provision of our campus into green energy. And we might have something to say in the next few months on how far we have come in that area.
Certainly looking forward to that announcement. The other focus here is artificial intelligence and the role that it is playing in transforming our lives daily. Given that you are a media player, a technology company, you must be watching this space very closely.
Yes, I actually attended the session yesterday that was speaking to artificial intelligence. And I think it's a very key area for us. We need to use data very responsibly in the first part, but at the same time, it helps businesses to be able to identify opportunities much quicker than we have done before. We have focused on making sure that our data is protected, and at the same time, the use of that data is also responsible, and we don't invade into people's day-to-day lives unnecessarily. So I think the theme that is coming across in Davos is that, yes, computing and big data is going to be a big element of the world going forward. However, everybody is very sensitive to responsible use of data and making sure that we respect privacy of people. And I think that augurs well for the world economy as a whole.
Well, Calvo, certainly a pleasure catching up with you here in Davos. Thank you so much for your time and good luck for tonight's event. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Thank you very much. Look forward to see you tonight.
Well, I've been chatting to Calvo Mwela. He's the CEO of MultiChoice South Africa. And as you can pick up, very excited about tonight's event, which is Brand South Africa putting on their cultural event. And I believe we have a fantastic lineup. This is Bronwyn Nielsen reporting for BizNews, the Nielsen Network, and Brand South Africa, Davos, Switzerland 2023.